Nice. Pardon?
No, this is Dr. Martin. Hello?
Bobby?
No, this isn't Bobby. This is Dr. Martin.
There's no. Dr. Rab on the other line.
Right. All right. No problem, no problem. You are so pretty. You are just a pretty little girl. You're beautiful. You are beautiful.
Where's our host?
He probably is, because I know. Yeah, I just spoke to him, so I know he's aware of what's going on. Okay, yeah, hold on. Let me look at my list here. Let's see. Contact. And, yeah, hold on. Okay, the number is Hey, ladies, how are you? All right, don't you start barking now.
I'm sorry, guys. He's just not picking up. I'm trying to get him to pick up.
I'm here.
Yes.
It's Bobby.
Okay. Unfortunately, looks like he left one of the doctors, so we're just going to have to start him. That's it.
That's all right. We'll get him. He'll call back.
I'm here.
It's a woman. The man is there, Bobby.
Oh, the woman got lost. I'm sorry. Well, I'll give you her number if you'd like to call her. Are you? Can you call? 213-400-6479. Dr. Peggy. 213-400-6479. Thank you.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I know that I do believe we shall overcome someday. We shall be all right.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. Hello there. Welcome. It's that's Joan Baez. We Shall Overcome. It was sang 50 years ago at the big march that Dr. Martin Luther King said the words, I have a dream. And if we can, we're going to try to put that Dr. Martin Luther King ending to the speech on at the end of the show, or we'll put on Joan Baez again. All right, welcome to the show. I'm Bobby Elias. The name of our show is Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme is Healthy Aging. And because of Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday 2 days ago, January 15th, we're commemorating the show to him and to the black community, African-American community. I run a group called the Gary Noel Health Support Group. Many of you have heard of it. We meet every couple months. And we've had a meeting of the people that run the show. All right. So we're going to be having Gary Noel Health Support meetings in Los Angeles, in Southern California. We have a Latino group that meets. We also have a Latino radio show that we're going to get back on Gary Noel's Progressive Radio Network, and we have a Black Gary Noel Health Support Group. So let's get on with our show. We've had a little transmission problem. This show is being pre-recorded, so bear with us. One of our guests got lost, having trouble with the phones, so we'll just proceed as we are. First of all, we have two guests that are going to be on today. Dr. Peggy Martin, she's been on before, and she's going to talk about health, about some of the new modalities that are coming out, some of the equipment, laser equipment, a lot of great equipment that's coming out. And also we're going to have a great naturopath, Dr. Nathan Rabb, who spoke at one of our Gary Null meetings 2 years ago. He has spoken and been involved all over the world. The man is very, very great. And let's see if Dr. Peggy's there. Dr. Peggy, are you here yet?
She just tried to call me, Bobby.
Yes, I know. She tried to call me, too. And if we hang up, we're going to lose her. So let's just bear with it. She's going to... I already gave the office her number, and they're going to try to call her. And I'm sorry for all the confusion, those of you calling in. But I want to let our people know that I went to a big health meeting a few days ago. Is that Dr. Peggy? Okay, well, as soon as she comes in, somebody can just tell her that she just barge right in, and we'll get her on. I went with Dr. Peggy to a major health meeting with 250 people a few days ago, and we let a lot of people know about this show. And we have a lot of new listeners, so I want to welcome them to the show and hope that you continue to listen to Progressive Radio Network. This station is one of the fastest growing in the world. Certainly, it's the best and fastest growing among progressive shows, progressive stations, I should say. Our show, my goal this year is to make this show, the one you're listening to right now, Let's Create a Better World, as one of the best shows ever on radio. And we're doing that by getting people like Dr. Peggy Martin, Dr. Nathan Rabb. And last week we had a great show about cell phone radiation and radiation of all kinds of wireless equipment. And you can always hear our shows on the archives. What you do is go to PRN, that's Progressive Radio Network. And you go to PRN.FM, Frank Mary, and you can hear, just go to the shows, S-H-O-W-S. Mention the name of the show, Let's Create a Better World, and the date of the show you want to hear. And you can hear this show again. Just put in January 17th and the name of the show. And you'll get to hear the show online. Those of you that don't have a computer or would prefer hearing the show on your phone, here's the number I'm going to give you so you can hear the show. Area 712-432-7231. We'll try to repeat this at the end of the show. And let's see if our engineer and if Dr. Peggy Martin is back yet. Dr. Peggy, are you there yet? Hopefully they'll get through to her. Engineer, and for everyone to know, if you could call her at area 213-400-6479 and get her on the show as soon as possible. In the meantime, Dr. Rabb, I've got you on the line, so let's talk about Dr. Martin Luther King. Your few words, thoughts on this holiday and what it means to you.
Well, what it means, it was an accomplishment that was well-deserved by Dr. King for the work that he did when he was here on this planet. And you know, he was a person who, even though he was a champion for his people, he was actually a champion for all people. He understood, as I do, that until you solve all of the things that make us, you know, different or differentiate us from one another, separate us, until you solve all those, there's not going to be harmony. And right. Harmony must prevail in this universe. We must all learn to get along. It's for the greater good. And I was very appreciative when he got the holiday and, you know, other things, because I've been around since 1942. That was my birth month, was July 5th, 1942. And so I saw a lot of Jim Crow. I went to a segregated school all the way through high school. And, you know, the conditions improved, you know, as I went through the latter part of elementary and then the brand new high school that I went to, but it was still separate. It was called Separate But Equal, you know, when that came into play. But it's befitting of the work that he did, the challenges that he faced, his tireless energy, and and also the people around him, that he was honored. It just had to be posthumously because, you know, he lost his life or his life was taken. But we still remember what he did. We hear the speeches on, you know, very frequently. And I'd say he was a man for his time. He was very popular, and he did a lot. And, you know, a lot of the things that he accomplished while he was here, they're ongoing today. There may have been some drop-off somewhere, but it's still going, and there are people that carry this along in their hearts and minds, as I do, and we will always revere him as a great citizen, statesman, and person.
Dr. Reb, good news. I just talked to Dr. Peggy Martin. She's going to get in, I'm pretty sure. And worst come to worst, for our listeners, sorry for the transmission problems. We're having this show pre-recorded. We're actually doing this show on Thursday the 15th, which is Dr. Martin Luther King's big birthday. And at the end of the show, we hope to play a segment of his great speech, the very ending, the last 40 seconds or so of his great, great speech 50 years ago, 51 years ago now. It'll be 1963 in Washington, D.C. So we'll play that for you if we can get it. If not, we'll play the Joan Baez song. And in case we have any more trouble getting Dr. Peggy Martin on today, I will have her on next week. So that's not a problem. We can adjust to the show, whatever is there. And we appreciate all of our listeners bearing with us. So Dr. Rab, until she comes on, I also want to talk. I want to tell our listeners who I'm speaking to. If they came in late, I am Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World. And this is Dr. Nathan Rab I'm speaking to. And Dr. Peggy, are you in yet? I guess not. She'll either come in now, or if we have a problem, we'll just work it out. All right. So Dr. Rab, let's go in with you. With what is a naturopath? For our listeners, this is Dr. Nathan Rab. He is a great naturopath, has been on radio and been doing his work all around the world. And I'm just blessed to have him on the show. Dr. Rab, explain to our listeners, what is a naturopath?
Well, naturopathy is the modality that deals with the human body based on diet, detoxification. We do no pharmaceuticals, no invasion of the body, unless you would call an enema an invasion. It is an invasion of sorts, but there's no cutting into the body anyway. And everything is done with natural substances. Some have been dried, ground up, and put into capsules. What we call herbs, but even the things you grow in your garden are considered right. They're plants. They're considered herbs as well, but we don't call them that necessarily. We just call that food. And so herbs are medicinal foods. They have, you know, a lot of properties that help with different things in the body. But the major thing that a naturopath, and I'm a traditional naturopath, I think it was 2003, they created here in California, I'm not sure about other states, they created what's called a naturopathic doctor that can also be a primary care physician. They can do diagnostic tests. They can do injections. But that is really not naturopathy. Naturopathy has nothing to do with injections and diagnosing and any of that. It's sort of a bastardization of the craft, as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, I'm not angry at anybody. I just do what I do. I stay in my lane, and we can certainly help a lot of people by educating them, because the main thing I do is educate people as to how they can be healthy, stay healthy, by changing, you know, the way they look at food, the way they, you know, nourish the body, and make sure that what you're putting into the body is actually building you up instead of tearing you down. A lot of what's in our food chain right now is, very polluted. There's been over 80,000 chemicals added to the food chain over the past 50, 60 years. And so if you're not looking or paying attention to what you consume and making sure you're getting nice organically grown things grown in an environment where they are promoting health instead of promoting disease. And so naturopathy is the study of the human body, the anatomy, but in order to know what to do for it and to do with it to not violate anything about the body and do no harm. That Hippocratic Oath that medical doctors take, you know, we can actually take that because, first, we do no harm. We don't administer anything that's harmful to a person. And a lot of it, as I say, has to do with education. You educate the person so they know how to make better choices in the preservance and care for their own body.
That's great. For the listeners coming in late, I am Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, our show. And today we're commemorating Dr. Martin Luther King. I have one doctor on now, and the other one's trying to get back in. Two African-American doctors that are well-known. Dr. Peggy, is that you? I heard a voice. All right, we're just having some transmission problems, so please bear with us. This is Dr. Nathan Rabb. He's a very well-renowned doctor, a naturopath, which is something that's a little, some of you may not have heard about it, but he's explained it very well. Dr. Rabb, you came to a meeting that we had 2 years ago in Inglewood, California, and you're in that area, I know, and I spoke to, you had a lot of people that showed up that knew you. You had people from an African-American restaurant called Stuff I Eat, which they had their people, and we had our people from the Gary Noe Health Support Group. It was like a really nice turnout, and I talked to some of the people that knew you, and they came because they love you. They like the work you do. You help them. And I want our listeners to know at the end of the show, we're going to give you your information out. So Dr. Rabb does not just work with African Americans. He works with everyone. He's done a lot of work around this nation with a lot of people. Talk about your work, what you do, and how you feel about the people coming to you, and just more about you and what how you can help people.
Well, you know, everything we do here is with respect and love. We love, I personally and my able-bodied assistant who's been with me for over 15 years, we love people. And you must reach that state in your life where you actually love people and you, I love to see them recover from things. And, you know, and we do it without treating anything because we're not in the treatment business. We're into teaching people how to nourish their bodies, how to detox, how to clean up, how to, you know, fix the body, allow the body to fix itself is what we do. Because when you do a waste removal program, all you're doing is removing the hindrances to the body being properly balanced. We're just bringing back homeostasis. We bring in balance, then we want homeostasis because we want all systems in the body to be working properly. It's not about dividing the body into sections and as the medical community does. When we address the body, we address the body. A detox program should be put together in a way where it addresses the entire body. And so that's the way my things are done. And we've had a lot of success with people who follow the plan. And that's a major part of it. If you don't follow the plan, then you probably won't get the results that you're seeking. But for those who do, then we have a lot of success. I've been 35 years as a naturopath, and some people, you know, I've seen over and over and over, they come back, and you may not see them for a year or so, maybe two sometimes. Say, oh, well, I came to see you X amount of years ago, but they're back, and hopefully they don't wait until there's a problem. It does
right.
happen. They come back after they have been diagnosed with something, and then you see them again. But we've had great success. And I'm well known in various parts of this country, have worked in various parts of the country. I do radio programs three now, and looking forward to doing more. I want to do some education over the through the media, webinars, whatever, reaching people where they are and assisting them in getting to a better place, you know, with their help. That's
right.
What my whole goal is, to educate so that we can eradicate ignorance, illness, and disease. Because ignorance is one of the largest factors when it comes to the disease we have in the human community. Ignorance of what the body's needs really are. See, if you understand who you are and what you are and what your food should be, then you should follow along that proper path to keep the body healthy. And so many people don't understand. They just eat whatever. You know, they eat what looks good, smells good, tastes good. They just eat it. But another factor there that should have It should be something that's going to build you up instead of tear you down.
Dr. Rab, you know, our show, the second theme of our show is healthy aging. Gary Null has been on radio for over 35 years, and he has a following in New York, but he has his work is all over. I do his work here in Los Angeles, treating people. I'm a nutritionist and a healer, and we had the meetings that had his name on it, the Gary Null Health Support Group, of which you spoke 2 years ago, and we want to continue that work. We do a lot of work on our, not Gary Null, this particular radio station, Progressive Radio Network, and this particular show we're on right now, Let's Create a Better World, is all about prevention, and you're really strong on that. And another thing, the word homeostasis. Could you explain a little bit? Really, I'd like you to talk about prevention, but describe what that word means and a little more about what that word is, because some people don't know what that means. Please.
Yes, homeostasis means that all of the body's systems are working the way that they were designed to work. There's nothing out of balance. Everything is in balance. Everything is in harmony. Harmony must prevail throughout the universe, so it certainly must prevail within our bodies because we are part of this universe. And so homeostasis means all systems. Blood pressure is normal. Blood sugar is normal. Elimination is normal. You know, in other words, everything is where it should be. There are no problems. There are no impending problems. And that's what we all should be striving to get to. And very few people are there except those who really work at it. And so I'm seeing people daily that have been diagnosed with different things. We do no diagnosing. We do a dermagrid scan, which tells us what areas they need to support, but it doesn't talk about diseases. It talks about, you know, support this area, and then you're supporting it to bring it back up to balance. Balance is what we're looking for. Homeostasis means balance. Everything is purring. Everything is firing on all cylinders. There's no short circuits. There are no pains, no inflammation. You know, that's what we're working toward, is pain-free, disease-free living, where you're living your life, enjoying your life, and you're looking forward to being 120 or more, you know, whatever the universe will allow, whatever God will allow. We want to keep ourselves in a state where we can actually achieve that.
And you're doing a great job, Dr. Rab. That's all I hear is good things about you from the people that have come to see you and the people that come to our Gary Null meetings. We have people that know you. And, of course, working with Dr. Peggy Martin, you guys are great. And I really think on this Martin Luther King weekend, you are doing a great service to not only the African-American community, but to everyone. And I commend you for that. And at the end of the show, I want our listeners to get your information, and I hope you can invite them to call you or email you with any of their thoughts or questions, or if they want to talk to you about consultation. We're here for you, Dr. Rab, because you're part of the whole love theme that we have on this show to help this world and help people gradually become more understanding about health, about body, mind, spirit, about prevention, about lifestyle, about what to eat. We talk about the mind on this show. We talk about it all, and exercise, nature, being happy, and clearing up all those bad thoughts and the negativity. And I know you do a lot of that yourself, so this is why we're in the same boat, and I appreciate that, Dr. Rab. So, Dr. Rab, let's continue with prevention. I just said a few words about it, but I like your, what are some of the things that you tell your people when they come in, and just give us some motivation on how we can prevent major illnesses?
Well, one of the things that we do, we do a lot of cleansing programs here, or detoxification programs. Same means the same thing. It means doing things to excrete or to remove toxic waste from the body, because in this environment, no matter how safe you try to be, you're still going to accumulate some toxins. So periodically, we need to go through a cleansing process. And so what we do when we have people that come in or call in, some call and make appointments if they have particular issues that they need some guidance on, then we we do consultations both on the phone. I've helped people that I've never even seen face to face, but we have people that come here to the office, and then I travel and do seminars. We do a lot of things in the health area, but the cleansing process is designed to bring about an excretion of toxins from the body. Because when those toxins are in there, they're interfering with the body's normal functions. So, you know, homeostasis, it can't prevail when there's a lot of accumulated waste. So the products that we use are products that are able to cleanse the blood, cleanse the liver, cleanse the colon, cleanse the body, period. Everything is included. You don't divide the body into parts and work on this today and that tomorrow. No, holistic programs address the body. That's how you are successful. You may start with one part of something, so you want to address the four main areas of that you're trying to get, make sure they open, and that's colon, urinary tract, respiratory tract, and the skin. You know, the skin is the largest eliminative organ on the body. It's not the major one, that's the colon, but the skin is the largest. And so it must be releasing toxins too. So we do dry skin brushing. We do loofahs in the shower. We do hot and cold showers. We recommend all of those things because this helps to improve respiration, circulation, elimination, and all the other Asians. Everything that the body, all systems need to be working at peak proficiency in order for someone to recover, especially if they're dealing with cancer or something like that. But even lesser things, you know, a lot of people are suffering immune deficiency problems, autoimmune diseases, arthritis, lupus, and a host of other ones. People are experiencing shingles, and now they even have them telling them to go take a shot not to have shingles. You know, this is crazy. Take care of your body. Clean it up. Keep it clean. Feed it living food. We need 80% raw food, 20% cooked. And we need to cut way back on the amount of flesh that we consume. And we need to get dairy out of our lives altogether. Right. And I know everybody's not going to do it, but that would be the wise thing. It causes the problems that they think that it's helping. Like osteoporosis is not helped by milk. It's caused by it. And so we're just trying to educate people. I do programs. I've been on one station here for 25 years in the Los Angeles area. And I've traveled all over, and I do internet programs. I was in New York twice in the Jewish community, you know, helping people there. So my passion is health. It's about seeing people healthy. I'm tired of seeing all of the poisoning of people under the guise of you helping them. No, because there's certain things that are being administered to people that are toxic. They cause the same problem that they tell you that it's supposed to be eliminating. So you follow the trail of the money. That's the way that works. And so I'm working to get more people to be aware of self and understand that you can't poison yourself into health. You have to nourish your body back to health. And so you need living food. You need water to help keep the body hydrated, but it's not so much that you need a lot of water, but you need some. But you need to eat plants that provide that, you know, that provide enzymes and phytonutrients and phenols, polyphenols, enzymes. Living food has enzymes. Cooked food, enzymes are gone. And we need these things to keep the body in its proper working order. So that's our goal, is just to reach more people and share this message of health and healing so that we can create an oasis of health and wellness here now, not down the road. We want to do it now. And inch by inch, it's a cinch.
Dr. Rab, that's inspiring. That is beautiful, what you're saying. For listeners, this is Dr. Nathan Rab, a naturopath, well-known around all parts of this country. He's on radio, different shows. He has his own show. And he's been doing radio work for 25 years. This man is really incredible, and I'm so happy to have him on the show. Our other guest, Dr. Peggy Martin, if the engineer or Beth Peggy is there, please just chime in and let us know that you're there. If not, not a problem. We'll have her on next week. We had some problems with the phone today. So Dr. Martin, Dr. Rab, Dr. Rab, yes, you mentioned poisoning. That is true. Our food is poisoned, and it's really bad. We talk about that. All the things you're saying is right in line with Gary Null, with myself, with Dr. Peggy Martin, and this radio show. And I just love to hear it over and over. And, you know, Dr. Rab, one of the problems with, I know you deal with the African-American community. I deal with all communities, including the African-American, the Latino community. I am Latino. But some of the poor people and people of color, unfortunately, it's not their fault that they don't know all these things. It's just, you mentioned the word ignorance. And let's talk about that and how, and I'm going to be meeting you. We did have a chance to meet yesterday. I'm going to come with Dr. Peggy Martin the next day or two to actually talk with you, and let's make plans to come up with some ideas on how we can actually teach more people about what's going on, the people that get left out. Your thoughts on that, please.
Well, yeah, because education is the key to the whole game here. It's it's a game. You know, it's a game that the way it's set up and where it's going, we're not going to win it. We have to bring about a paradigm shift in the way people look at health, how they look at food, and the fact that they've become aware of that a lot of what's out here that they're buying in supermarkets is already poison. And here's another problem we have. When they have an issue, you know, they'll just eat, whatever. And when they have an issue, then they go to a facility where it's usually a medical doctor, and they get diagnosed or misdiagnosed or whatever, and right away the prescription pad comes out.
Right.
And I have people come in and they say, well, I said, did they ask you how your elimination was? Nope. Did they ask you this? Nope. Then ask it, no question. You know, just start writing. And, you know, I say, well, did you tell me, you go in and you say, well, I have this problem, and you got reflux, gastroesophageal reflux called GERD. And you get some Nexium. Tagamet used to be the thing, but now the new purple pill. And so many people are on blood pressure medications and diabetic medications. And
right. They're
putting people on medications, telling them that you're borderline. And when you ask the question, well, how long do I have to do this? Oh, you'll be on this the rest of your life. And that's a lie. But if you tell a person that and they don't know any better, they never attempt to fix their own body and get away from it. So we're preaching just the opposite sermon. We're saying detox your body, put the right foods in, get some exercise, get proper rest, change your thought processes, and you can heal. You just got to believe it. Because anytime you find yourself in a place where you don't want to be, a situation you don't want to be, all you have to do is change your mind. You know, just change your mind and go in a different way. Get some knowledge and then go down a different path. Say, go not where the path may lead, but go where there is no path and leave a trail. That was on the wall in my house back in Jenkinsville, South Carolina, when I was a little boy. First thing I learned how to read, I believe. And I've been following that path ever since. I'm not looking for paths. I'm looking to blaze some trails. You know, that's how you reach people in places where they already have the knowledge. You take knowledge into an area where there's a lack of it.
The doctor that you're hearing, our listeners, that is Dr. Nathan Rab again, and we're getting into a great conversation here. Hang on to the show. Dr. Peggy Martin was supposed to be on, and there was some phone problems. She will be on next week, I guarantee you that. And hang on to the end of the show, because towards the end, we're going to get Dr. Rab's information, so any of you can call him. And also, we're going to have a great song by either Joan Baez, or if possible, we can get a recording of Dr. Martin Luther King's last 40 or 50 seconds of his great, great speech 51 years ago in Washington, D.C., I Have a Dream. That was a great speech, and this man has been inspiration to all of us. Dr. Rab, you mentioned about pills, and we are strongly, Gary Null has had several major DVDs that have won many awards against the pharmaceutical industry. One he had about 8 or 9 years ago called The Prescription for Disaster, and he's got some new ones out now. And that pharmaceutical industry, what it is, Dr. Rab, in my opinion, it's money. Greed and power, and this is what the pharmaceutical industry, this is what is tearing up our whole country. The corporations, the Federal Reserve, the war machine, and the climate change people, it's going crazy. And we talk about that every week on this show. Let's talk about the pharmaceutical industry and what you, I know you treat people a lot better. Let's get back into that. What's wrong with the pharmaceutical industry and what do you propose that doctors should do?
The pharmaceutical industry is interested in making money, period.
Period.
There's no, you don't have to add anything else. Don't take nothing away. They're interested in money. It says follow the trail of the money, because I often have someone ask me, well, if what you're saying works, why don't the doctors do it? And I say, well, you follow the trail of the money. You have some medical doctors that are doing exactly what I'm talking about. You have, I know a host of medical doctors that are doing natural. They don't just start writing prescriptions. But then there are others who, if you ask them about something natural, they'll tell you, first thing out of their mouth, that ain't scientifically verified, and that stuff don't work, and you're wasting your money. But yet they're pushing something on you that could kill you. I have had people come here, and they have a bag of drugs, and I never tell anyone not to take their medication. I don't do that. That's not my place. I stay in my lane. I talk to them about eating better, cleansing, and helping to get, then you can work your way off of some of that stuff. But I don't tell people not to take their medication. I didn't put them on it. I don't take them off of it. But the thing is, so many people, this is a fact, Bobby, some of them are lazy. They don't want to do anything. They don't want to change. There's some in that area. Then there are others that just don't know. And you say, well, it's being shared much more now than it used to be. Why don't they know? Well, they may not be listening to those programs. So whenever I go to a place and speak, I make sure I address the basic stuff, food combining, you know, drinking the right water, not drinking with your meals, because these are basic things that can help you to get your body back on track, making sure you have proper elimination. If you're eating three meals a day and you're not eliminating three times a day, then your body isn't working just like it should. If you aren't eliminating every day and you're eating every day, then you really have a problem. You have constipation. And so these are things that you would think, well, everybody knows that. No, they don't. A lot of them don't realize, well, I go to the bathroom every 2 or 3 days or every once a week. I've had the worst case scenario. A lady had been hit by a car, but she was going to the bathroom once every 2 months. Now, you can't live long like that. This poisons are building up in your body. And so it's just basic stuff that we're teaching. And every time on my program, I start with basic stuff, you know, food combining. Don't eat certain things together. Starches and flesh don't go together. They they just sit and rot because amylase and protease neutralize each other. So if you put these in your body together, then it's not going to digest. And then when you drink liquids with your meals, you dilute your little juices that come in to break things down. So we got to get away from the drinking and eating habit. And plus, when you're drinking with a meal, you don't masticate and grind things up properly because you're washing them down. You're flushing. And you're not supposed to flush your food. You're supposed to grind it up properly, let it form a bolus with your saliva, and swallow it where it goes down easy. Same with in juices. I learned from Dr. Christopher years ago, if you're juicing, he called it chewing your juice. In other words, you swish it around in your mouth so it doesn't give you gas. Your saliva mixes with it, the body accepts it better. If you're eating solid food, you got to masticate until it forms a bolus with your saliva and you can swallow it easier, not picking up a glass or something and flushing it down. All of that contributes to poor digestion, poor elimination, poor assimilation. So if we correct those habits, we see things change. We see the body start functioning better. So these are step-by-step, you know, baby steps, because they're not going to do it all in a day. So we give it to them bite-sized pieces. But those who really want to do better will grasp that, and they will run with it, and they ask for more. Those who want to keep doing what they're doing and just figure, well, I can, you know, you say everything you eat give you cancer, so I might as well do this. See, I don't deal with people like that. I don't, not long anyway. Because if you have that kind of an attitude, I can't help you.
Dr. Rab, you are a role model for everyone. You've been doing this 35 years. We know you're a senior citizen, but you sound like a youngster, and you sound like a, a wise man with lots of information. And, you know, the fact that Dr. Peggy couldn't get in is not a problem. We turn around as a blessing. We had a chance to talk to you longer, and we'll have her on next week. So I always look at any obstacle or any problem and turn it around into something that can be good. And that's what's going on here. One of the things that we've been talking about on this show is this whole month is about resolutions and getting ready for the new year. And we're going to continue with Dr. Peggy next week to talk about the same things you're talking about, is to change your lifestyle, to make it, like you said a while ago, people don't want to change. They're in their comfort zone. They get comfortable and they get habits, and the older they get, it's harder to change. They have a saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. That's kind of true. You can't take a zebra and take the spots off them or stripes off them because they're on there. Well, that's not true. People can change. I know people in their 70s that are changing. There are people that go to Gary Noll's retreats and his studies that he's done, and they change even at the age of 60s and 70s and 80s. Their hair grows back. We do a lot of things here. And so let's get to another. We've only got so much time, and I want you to give your information at the end. But right now I want to talk about, you mentioned people should chew their food. I agree. Another thing I want to talk about is people eat too much, Dr. Rab. I mean, during the holidays, they go crazy. And people should have a smaller meal. The size of your stomach is the size of your fist. So eat less food. I like your comments on eating less food and some more on chewing your food and that sort of thing. Please.
Well, this is one of the things that's been said a lot about this society. Now, although we know we have people in right here in our own country some are starving, some are malnourished because they're not getting, but then we have others that threw away more than those get to eat. And so, but gluttony is something that kind of permeates our society. People eating too much and once, you know, like especially the holidays, the Thanksgiving meal, you're probably violating all of the food combining laws at Thanksgiving because you're putting things in your body that definitely don't digest together. And same thing with Christmas and New Year's. You know, we do a lot of binging. It's just a lot of too much stuff going in and mixing things with sugar in them in with vegetables, which causes fermentation, and doing the same thing with meats that causes putrefaction. And both of those are creating toxins in your body that cause the cancer cells to you know, go into being proliferating at a point where they become a problem rather than just being in your body normally, because everybody has cancer cells in their body, but not everyone has a immune system that's not working, so they're creating a problem. And it becomes a systemic problem. And then you look at what is it that would allow a person to let themselves be poisoned with chemotherapy and radiation? Well, obviously, most of the time you say, well, they're ignorant to the fact that it does that. Not always. Sometimes they just believe that, well, I'll be the one that might survive this, or I'm taking a chance. No, but if you go the natural route and really, I mean, do it, you can't play with it. You can't say, well, I took an herb or I took no, you have to get into it, and it may take you 3-4 months of to get your body back where it needs to be. But the first 30 days is the critical part. That's when you really got to, you know, get in there and do the work. Clean up the body. Get the toxins out. Get the raw juices in. Because you're working to get the body back on a stable plane. Now, when a person goes to a doctor and they get diagnosed, oh, you have cancer, and right away they start telling them what they're going to do to them. They don't mention nothing about it. I said, did they ask you about food? No, they said food doesn't matter. Well, we know better than that. They've even been a movie out there on food matters. There's a website constantly going out, food matters. Food does matter. Why do we eat if food doesn't matter? And I realize that a lot of what some people eat is just toxic waste, but they're paying good money for it in most cases. Some of the fanciest restaurants in Los Angeles and New York and wherever are not serving healthy food. So it's not about the price you're paying for it. The price you're paying when you're eating in those places, you're paying with your life. Because these aren't the foods that are making you better. This is just something that's pleasing your palate, but it's not building up your health. And so the educational movement has to be powerful in the fact that we got to keep telling people that you must learn to eat to live instead of live to eat. Your food should be your medicine, your food. And once you, when you get to that point and you really realize it and you're doing it, then we will be on our way to blissful living. But right now, there's a lot of suffering. I see a lot of them right here. Been on chemo. I had a lady a couple of days ago, been on chemo for a year straight. And sometimes you get a break, God, 1 week between treatments or 2 weeks maybe. But a year on chemotherapy, come on. I mean, that is ridiculous. But that's what's happening. And she's
that's
just
Rev,
one of many.
That's right. Can you get a little more into chemotherapy and radiation, why it's bad, and then some more ideas on cancer? Your whole talk is about how to live to avoid cancer, but and when you get cancer. But let's talk about what you just said, the chemotherapy and radiation. Why is this a major problem? We know that money is the root of all evil for this particular thing. That's why people, that's why they keep doing this. And they don't want Tijuana to come in or Germany to come in. They don't want holistic answers to cancer. You go back to Dr. Hoxie and Dr. Max Gerson. They were eliminated because of their the fact that they were healing cancer in their own method instead of the government's method or the Merck method. Your thoughts on chemotherapy and radiation, please.
Chemotherapy is a cytotoxin, meaning a very, very toxic substance. And while it shrinks tumors in the early stages of treatment, it is poisoning the body because it not only destroys some of the cancer cells, it destroys your healthy cells along with it. But one thing that a lot of people don't know, and in fact, I will just let you know, I found this out about a year ago myself. I knew there was something else happening with this whole cancer situation, you know, and people having a reversal of the problem. Your doctors tell them, well, we got it all, you know, the tumor shrank, we got it all, you know, you go on with your life. And a year, 2 years later, sometimes up to five, the person has the problem again, and they say, oh, my cancer came back. Well, I learned about 2 years ago that, no, the cancer didn't come back. It never left. What the chemotherapy did was wipe out the normal cancer cells and your healthy cells. Then your immune system was slow rebuilding. But there's something called a cancer stem cell that cloaks itself, and chemotherapy doesn't touch it. And it, when they're taking a break from their treatments, it produces what's called daughter cells. And the less differentiated they are, I mean, see, a cell can be anything. It can be a hair follicle, skin cell, you know, heart cell, whatever. Well, the less differentiated they are, the more aggressive they are. And as these stem cells that the chemotherapy didn't touch, they're producing these daughter cells, and they're very aggressive. They get busy in a hurry. And so this is where these reoccurrences, and people are told that it came back, or it metastasized over here. That's why eliminating body parts don't help you. You cut out a tumor or you cut out an organ because it has a tumor growing on it. But cancer is a process. It's not that malignancy. It's a process. It's a depleted immune system, a body that's too acidic, and it can't get oxygen moving through it properly. Or you vitamin D deficient, you know, or mineral deficient, enzyme deficient. Your system is just beaten down. So this is what, how do you overcome a situation like that? By poisoning a person. You don't. It seems to do that initially because, as I say, you shrink the tumor, you maybe get rid of some of the little cells, and you come in with radiation. And radiation, I mean, whatever area radiation touches, it damages. Men with prostate issues getting radiated in the groin area. I mean, you know, and then they're incontinent, lose the control of the bowel, all of this. This is poison. Why do people allow themselves to be poisoned without even, they don't even seek out natural. And statements are made like this, Bobby. Well, they did everything they could, hadn't talked to one naturopath about nothing, about anything.
Right.
So how did they do all they could do? They did all the medical community offered because that's what they believed in. That's what they've been conditioned in. So they didn't seek anything else. But we're trying to make it loud and clear so that people understand. If natural is good enough for you to come seeking help, after they turn you loose and tell you they can't do anything else for you, if it's you think it's that good, why don't you start there? Why go through poisoning, cutting, and burning, and then come to the naturopath and ask for some herbal cleansing, whatever? Now you're weak, you can't help yourself. Why not start there while you still have some strength?
That's right.
Why not start with the natural and follow God's plan for your life instead of man's plan?
Yeah, exactly right. Dr. Rad, we've got to wrap it up. Can you give your contact information and read it slowly, because we have people that want to get it, and we have some elderly people listening to the show also, and they've told me that could you please tell the guests to speak slower when they give their information.
Okay.
So go right ahead, please.
Okay, the telephone number to reach us here at the Holistic Health Service, and we're in the city of Inglewood in California. The telephone number is 310-419-4372. 310-419-4372. My website is your three W's, www.doctor, and we just abbreviate doctor, D-R-A. No period after the doctor, just D-R-A, and go right into my first name, Nathan, N like Nancy, A like apple, T like Tom, H like honey, A like apple, N like Nancy, and then Aura like Robert, A like apple, B like boy. So that's drnathanrab.com. That's the website where you can find all of the products that we offer for cleansing, rebuilding the body. We're adding things to it every day. This is a fairly new site. We have other things we're going to put on there. We're going to even have some videos. There's one on there now. You can even find some things on YouTube, Dr. Nathan Rab. Let's see. And I have two radio programs, actually three. One is local here in Los Angeles and on the Internet. And you can listen to that one on Tuesday afternoons at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. That's California time. And that one is on the radio station is the Internet. You would just go to K like in Kitty, T like in Tom, Y like in youth or young, and M like money, KTYM.com. You can hear me at 2:30, wherever you are, you adjust for your time zone. And also on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, the station that I'm on is Inner, I-N-N-E-R, Inner Light, L-I-G-H-T, Radio, R-A-D-I-O.com. InnerLightRadio.com. That's on Wednesday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then at 12:30 Pacific Standard Time on Wednesday, I'm a guest host on a program with three other people, and we share some powerful knowledge on that program, and that is a longer title. It's what is your holistic, holistic, life, life style, style, show. And those of you who go on Facebook, you can go into your Facebook and just put in the message area, what is your holistic health lifestyle show, and you can pull that. You can even hear that program. But you can hear that at broadcast on the same station, Inner Light Radio. So if you just want to listen to it, go to the same one, innerlightradio.com, and that would be at 12:30 to 1:30 Pacific Standard Time.
Dr. Rad, I've got to get going here. We're going to have you on again. Thank you for all that. And I'll be seeing you in the next few days with Dr. Peggy Martin. For listeners, Dr. Peggy Martin will be on next week. And if you want more information about Dr. Rab, I have it here with me, and I'll be happy to give it to you. My phone number is 323-770-1925. I want to thank our engineers and the producer in New York, Jason, our engineer today, and also thank Casey. I want to thank our L.A. producer, Jimmy D. Our associate producer did a lot of great work this week. That is Stuart Hassel. I want to thank Dr. Rab for being on the show. Thank you. And thank you, the listeners, for coming on. And now stay tuned for a little bit of information and music about Dr. Martin Luther King and his work. Thank you.
We shall live in peace.